Okay, Chanukah Sameach, everyone. Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Chet. That has something to do with Chanukah right there. And so, if we were in the middle of Sugya, we're actually holding today on the very last line, on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Ela Min Hada. So you remember what happened over here. We've gotten into the issue of what the din is when something continues to grow. So is the new growth, how did we get to this? Because the Mishnah distinguished between a dovish zaro kala and a dovish ein zaro kala. A dovish zaro kala is a regular seed that basically degenerates after it's already started the process of the plant's growth. But there are other things, dovash ein zaro kala, so those are all of those things that basically grow from bulbs, and then they continue to grow. So we have things like onions and garlic and so on. So those things, the Mishnah said, are different, and there's a nafkamina in terms of the gidulim being usher in a case where you usher the original. And that led us to the question of how that concept is connected to, in general, Isurim, such as Shemitah, and this is what happened now, this person, Yishmael, he had an onion that was a 60-year onion, and the question was, if it was Nizgado, did it become Otzer during Shemitah, or if it was a 7th-year onion, did it become Mutter in the 8th year, which is what he wanted to know. Can you be Mevato, a Shemitah onion in its own growth? So that is the question of, are Gidulim Mevatlin es Ha'ikar? The way that Duran understood the question, it's not a question that has to do with the Dinim of Bito, it is a question that has to do with the Dinim of the Iser on the Gidulim. So if the Gidulim are considered to be something new, whether they're us or whether they're Mutter, so then in the event that they were Mutter, the 8th year would be Mevatel the 7th year. On the other hand, if they're considered to be an extension of the original bulb, so then the 8th year itself would be like the 7th year. But there's no two separate questions that in the event they're considered to be something else, would they still have the power to be Mevato? It would be Haba HaTalia. That's the way the Ran understands the question. The Rosh and other Rishonim understand it to be Nogea, specifically the Inyan of being Mevato. But again, we've been learning the whole Sugya like the Ran. We will continue to learn it like that. Okay, so we've got this problem now. We tried to bring various rayas, and we've showed that all of those rayas are not very good rayas. And we also brought 3 different shitas of Amoroyim about the Inyan, which is that according to Rabbi Yanai, the halacha was that if you planted an onion of truma, and then it grew up sufficiently to be Mevato the Truma, so then even the Iker would become Mutter. That was one Shita. Then we had a similar case, which was a case by Rabbi Yochanan, where you had taken a branch of a new tree, and it was Orla, and it had Peres on it. Mordechai! And it had Peres on it. We won't ask what Yitzi has done today to Ariel, but we'll assume the best. It will depend on whether Ariel comes back. But anyway, so the Ashita of Rabbi Yochanan was that if you grafted a tree branch of Orla onto a old tree, so over there, if there had not been any peirot on it, for sure the halacha is paskid beferish, that any new growth is mutter. But what if there were already peirot on it, and they now grew up to 200 times? The reason that we're changing these, but just to remind you, that remember, truma is batal only in 100 to 1, and that we learn out of the dinner truma's meiser. And Orla and Kilaya Karam are bato only in 200 to 1. General Isurim are bato in 60 to 1. And all of that is the way we paskin, which is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's true, bein b'minam, bein shelo b'minam, the halacha is that they would be batal normally in Echad B'Shishi. So in this case, where you had 200 to 1, and the question is, that new growth, is it also going to be usur? And he said that even if you have 200 to 1, it's usur, which proves that the new growth is considered to be an extension of this, so to speak, bulb. In this case, it's an actual fruit that was there initially. So that was the opposite of Rabbi Yonai. And then we had the story of Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan was talking about onions again that had been planted in a vineyard. So they were usur in terms of kloya kerem. Now you took out all the vines. So now any new growth is not growing as kloya kerem. Nonetheless, the halacha over there was, according to Rabbi Yonatan, that even if there was 200 times as much, it would still be usur because it was all growing from the original onion bulb. So we had a machloket, amorayim, but we never had a clear raya to be able to present to this Yishmael who had brought his onion. Yes, Reb Barnea. Hello?
It's not clear to me when it's 200 times the original or when it's 1/200th more.
No, it's never 1/200. That's a myth.
It's a myth.
Yeah. So, fine. Anyway, so today we're going to bring a new raya. And that is Mihad. What is the Braita? The Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer. So now this brings up a little bit of a question that we dealt with earlier. Remember about Dover Sheyesh Lomatir, in which the Ron at the beginning of the previous parak, he was talking about his brilliant insight into how it is that Dover Sheyesh Lomatir works. Now, just to remind you, that this, of course, it has to do with the entire nature of Nedarim, because L'chor Nedarim are Dover Sheyesh Lomatir, because it's a mitzvah to be matir the neder, and that's raised the whole question. So why don't we say that anyway, anything that was usher with a neder should not be usher? Remember the whole discussion. And as the Ron explained, dover sheyeshol matirin is only meaningful if it's min b'mina, and not if it's min b'she'eno mina. I just want to remind you once again of the brilliant explanation of the Ron. Others, not like the Ron, understand that Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not really a question in the nature of the Taruvais. It's a concept that the Rabbonin assert with these words, Acha Tochlenu Be'isr Tochlenu Be'heter. So the Rabbonin felt that if you have an option in which you don't have to rely on Bito, don't rely on Bito, and instead eat it as it would be Be'heter. But the Ron learns that it's a fundamental insight into the nature of Taroves and Bittel. And therefore, he says like this. In the event that something is Yeshlo Matirin, the reason that it cannot be Bottle is because the concept of Bittel means that one thing overwhelms the identity of another thing and makes it part of itself. So therefore, if you normally would have min b'mina, and we paskin like the Rabbanim, that min b'mina is also bottle, and that we don't say that just because it's the same min, there's no way that it can be overwhelming because it strengthens the taste. We don't say that. Why don't we say it? Because in essence, every min b'mina is by definition in a taroivas min b'she'eno mino. Because since it consists of heter and iser, we're trying to be mavato one type of thing in another. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, you cannot say it simply strengthens the identity. It doesn't strengthen the identity. One is the identity of heter, and one is the identity of iser. However, in the event that the heter is similar to the iser, how would that be? That the iser isn't really completely usser. Because it is going to be mutter the moment that you do something to make it mutter. So let's say it was tevel. All you need to do is take a seed away and make a trumas or meisers, and then you're taking away the yisur tevel. So therefore, you can't look at that as being really two different things, they start to become similar in terms of their din. So therefore, if there's nothing else to distinguish them, then a dover she'esh lo matirin doesn't make sense to apply bittul to it. But suppose you have another way of distinguishing them, such as one is an onion and one is Kellogg's cornflakes. Is that a good way to distinguish things? Yes. So it doesn't have anything in common in its taste or anything, right? Okay, so that's called min b'she'eino mino. So therefore, by definition, min b'she'eino mino is not affected by the concept of dover she'esh lo matirin, because we flip from the identification of min or eino mino between the original thought that it's iser v'heter that gives that definition to a different definition. They taste different, they look different, and so on, right? That's the min b'she'eino mino. So in this case, the question that we're dealing with, which is really not the ikar thing that worries us, but it's important to understand what's going on over here. So kol davar she'yesh, I just want to mention to you, by the way, that even those shitas that learn that the idea of a dover she'yesh lo matirin has nothing to do with the fundamental rules of bittul, and it's just because of ad she'ochlenu be'iser, tochlenu be'heter, we've been waiting for you to show up, Mr. Gavi, so that you can write this down. Ad she'ochlenu be'iser, tochlenu be'heter, which is the alternative approach to dover she'yesh lo matirin, nonetheless, it still is going to be bittul in the event that it's min b'she'eino mino, even without the brilliant logic of the Ran. That's how the Mefarshim explained the later Paiskim, especially the Shach, who speaks it out, and he points out that there's a major difference between those things that are not batal mid-rabbanan, such as, I'm giving you a lot of background because I just feel it's just amazing that we're utilizing this concept of Isser in the Dorim to be so fundamental that it's an insight into overall how we look at Isser and the idea of Gidulim and the bittul of things in the other. So I hope you're moichel me for taking an extra 2 minutes for speaking all of these issues out. So we have a number of things that the Rabbanan were gozer are not going to be bittul. And they are things like, Kavi, chaticha haru'uya lehitchabed. Okay, so if it's something that is as beautiful, you would be mitchabed lifnei ha'orachim, it's too choshev to be bottom. So that type of thing, or we have another concept, let's say, which is called birya. But birya means it's a complete organism. That gives it a chashivas. You can't be mavatal, an entire ant, in something, even though you've got so much more of heter, because it's a birya. It itself is a full organism. Fine. So that, says the Shach, that's because of its chashivut. But the din of a dover she'esh lo matirin is not related to its chashivut in the bittul. Therefore, the mechanism that would normally force us to say bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino does not apply here. And because of that, we don't consider it to be a din in the problem of taruvah's bichlal affecting it. And therefore, the min b'she'eino mino is more bato because they're different. It's more of a balabatish asfara. It doesn't have the same beauty. It doesn't have the same elegance of the Ran's approach, and it doesn't answer some of the beautiful questions that the Ran utilized to his svara to answer. Okay, but now let's take a look. What does this have to do with our sugya? Well, Rabbi Shimon gave a ruling. He said there's an easy rule to remember. The rule is like this. Kol davar she'yesh lo matirin. So let's say tevel. You can easily turn tevel into heter, and let's say that you have ma'aser sheni. Well, you can easily eat the ma'aser sheni, or you can be paid at it. You can eat it in Yerushalayim, or you can be paid at it right now. Hegdash, you can be paid at Hegdash. Chodash, you wait until the time comes around for that Rav HaSa'imer, and then the Chodash becomes mutter. In all of these cases, lo natnu b'hem chachamim shi'ur. There is no din of bittul at all. I don't care if it's 200 to 1, 1,000 to 1. There's no din of bittul. But kol davar she'ein lo matirin. So let's say you have truma. Well, how are you going to be taking off the din of truma? You can't take off the din of truma. Or you have trumat ma'aser. Or you have chala. Or you have orla and kaloya karen. those things, not new bayam chachamim shiur, they're not the same shiur. Something's recha b'shishim, something's recha b'meya, something's recha b'mataim. Fine. Now, the chachamim say to Rabbi Shimon, your rule doesn't work, because I'll prove it to you. Halo shvi'it ein labatirin. Is there a way to take off the isser of shvi'is? No. And the din is over there, that there's no shiur, lo natnu b'chachomim shiur, and it's not bottle. So how can you make a rule that claims that wherever it's not a dover shiur shlo matirin, that there is a shiur? What makes me say such a thing? Because I'll prove it to you from a Mishnah in Masechet Shvi'is. It's not. Hashvi'it oseret kol shehu b'mina. So that the Shvi'is actually, in any shiur, will be enough to aser. Now listen, here's where the point that we're going to bring a raya is from. We take this to mean, the Mishnah to mean, that it doesn't matter to me how exactly this happened. In other words, let's say some Shemitah onion falls into a big pile of mutter onions from the sixth year or before. Or the alternative would be, the shishis onion keeps growing in shvius, and now there's a little bit of shvius mixed in the growth of the onion. Either way, it's usher. Uh-oh. If that's true, of course, now we see what our raya is. If either way it's usher, so then that means that the new growth of shvius onion, even though it's coming from the same bulb of shishis onion, is going to usher the shishis onion. That's what we are going to be taking out of it. But let's get back to the conversation between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. So in this case, Taina the Chachamim, you see that even though there's no way to be Mater Shemitah, you can't be Paida it. Remember that the original Paris, as we learn, even though it may be Tofes is Domav, but the Kedusha of Shvi is from the original Paris we just had in the Mishnah, never goes off. So there you go. You see that you're wrong? Nah, says Rabbi Shimon. Nonsense. You guys don't understand the Mishnah. Now, this Lashon Ani Lo Amarti is not a very nice girsa. The Ran's girsa is Af Heim Lo Amru, which is the intent of Ani Lo Amarti, but it's much more to the point. The way that I understand the Mishnah, says Rabbi Shimon, is what we're talking about over here. Is whether the new onion needs to be with Kedusha Shvi'is, in which case I have to finish it before the Zman HaBiur, or not. That's the question. Now, can you eat it now before the Zman HaBiur? Yes. So it's a Dover Shiesh Lo Matirin. Completely consistent with what I said. A Dover Shiesh Lo Matirin, Lo Notnu Barachachamim Shir. This is exactly what I said. In the event that we're talking about a mixture which grew after the Zman HaBiur, then the halacha would be, it would be one to shishim. Be exactly the same as anything else. Don't give me this garbage. And therefore, because you read the Mishnah wrong, you ask me a question. Mishnah is exactly what I'm saying. Aval achila? If you're talking about eating something that was li'achar Zman HaBiur, it's always b'noi sin tam. Now the words b'noi sin tam, I think Avi should write this down also. Even though Bepashtus B'nai Sein Tam means that you can detect its taste, the truth is that B'nai Sein Tam is used as the shear of Echad B'shishim, even if it's B'minam and you can't detect the taste. No expert chef is going to be able to taste the difference between the Shemitah onion and the non-Shemitah onion. Nonetheless, we use the word B'nai Sein Tam because it can also mean Echad B'shishim. And I think it's Kedai to have that concept written down. But okay, now, so we see from here, we're taking for granted that that's the meaning of the Mishnah, we see from here that if you had an shishis batzal, and you plant that during Shminis, and there's some new growth, it is not considered to be new growth, which is shishis. It's considered to be its own new growth, and it has a din of Shvi'is, and therefore it needs to be batal Echad B'shishim. So it says over here that if I go ahead and I'm mechayev you to take off the biur and to give it the dinim of kedusha shvias, etc. So you see that the new growth during Shemitah is capable of assuring the original growth. So there you go. This is my proof. What kind of crazy proof is that? Yesterday we said that if something is chomer, you can't bring a proof from a chumra. Yishmael brought up this onion to ask whether lekula he could cancel the shvias because of the shmini's growth. And you're trying to bring me a raya that we're machmir in a case of the shvias growth that it's going to answer the shishis. Now, how the heck are you going to bring me a raya that I can be mako because people are saying you should be machmir in that case? How do you know that we can use it even to be mako? That was our question. So why are you bringing this up again? You're just repeating the same thing that I've already pointed out to you. As a matter of fact, the Ron says, yeah, how come we are bringing it up? That's pretty stupid. We just finished saying yesterday that you can't bring a raya from a chumrah. You can't bring a raya to Yishmael's case of kula. So the Ron explains that when we wanted to say that maybe the Rabbanan are machmir, we're only going to say that where they're not going crazy being machmir. They're just being machmir. But over here, they're being ridiculously machmir, because they have to be machmer on two separate issues. And that seems to be very much overdone. Because first of all, we have to treat the shishis over here as a dover sheyesh lo matirin, because of the fact that I can eat it before biur, which is, I mean, okay, you know, it's not really a dover sheyesh lo matirin, just at this particular moment I can eat it. So that's chumra number one. And I'm going to be machmer on that. And chumra number two is that we're going to consider the gidulim to be a separate entity, even though you're telling me miikra din, they're not really a separate entity, but we're going to be machmer to give them a din of a separate entity. And therefore, we can't bring a riot to you that we could be making. I think that's overdoing it. I mean, to say that the rabbanon would be machmer, even though they have to be machmer on 2 points, I don't know. Okay, so the Gemara says this is, nonetheless, it's still chumra. How are you going to, maybe they were machmer, how do you know? So therefore, you can't bring a raya from here. Okay. Elamin hader pasha. We have another raya from the Mishnah in Shvias. And here the case is like this. You've got onions that grew bishishis. And these onions is different pirushim of the Mishnah. Some learn it was left in the ground. Some learn they were replanted in the ground. Some learn it was lying on the ground. Fine. Those are details. But the point is that it rained. And when it rained, they started growing new leaves that came out of the original onion bulb. So then, says the Mishnah, if they were tzemchu, so now they sprouted these new leaves or new onions. It's a machlokas. The Rambam learns we're talking about the leaves. Others learn we're talking about new onions. But the point is that you can look at the amount of chlorophyll that is available to the new sprouted leaves. If the leaves are dark, then that means that they have a significant amount of nutrients in them, and they were able to actually draw from the ground what they needed in order to manufacture chlorophyll. And that must mean that they were really growing from the ground. But if they are yellowed, and they're obviously deprived of new nourishment, so then we understand that they are growing essentially from the original onion. And that's why things are getting watered down, because the original bulb needs now to share whatever it had with the new leaves. That's the point. Take a look at the difference between Gavi's boost and mine. So his boost is considered to be shachar. My boost is considered to be watered down. So that would be the nafkamina over here. Even though Akiva so graciously sent me more boost yesterday, I just don't want to consume. I drink it all day long, so I don't want to consume too much. Anyway, so the issue is that we can detect it biologically. Reb Chanina ben Atignes Aimer, look, there's another simple way to detect whether we're getting enough nourishment. Not necessarily the amount of chlorophyll in the leaves, but how strong are these leaves? If I can pull the whole thing out by the leaves, and I'll pull the bulb out by its leaves, so then that means that they are very strongly connected to the ground, and therefore they're usher. And If not, so then it's loose, and then they're weak, and they must be coming from the actual bulb. Now, in the opposite case, where we had Mitzray Shvius new growth that would be coming out of Shvius growth, we have the same test. If it's dark, so then it's new growth and it's mutter. If it's pale, it's old growth and it's usser. Now, what does that tell you, gentlemen? That tells you that Gidule Heter are Balan Esay Isser, because it says from over here that what grew in the Shminis year is not given the din of the Isser of the Shvius bulb that it grew from. And that's what Yishmael wanted to know. So now you know. Here you go. Very clear. And you see that it's Dafka, completely new entity. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's talking about over here that the onions were crushed before the rain fell. And since they were crushed, they no longer have the chashivas of the bulb. They no longer have the biological power of the bulb. And because of that, that's why we're saying that the new leaves are going to be mutter. But maybe in a chinami, if the bulb was intact and it wasn't crushed beforehand, and they would do that crushing in order, but davka, to make sure that the new growth wouldn't have a din of iser. So it makes sense that someone would do that. Maybe that's what it's talking about. Aw, man. I really thought I had it. Okay, I'll bring you Raya from another brisa. We're not going to get away with that, okay? Ela min hada. Take a look at this brisa, the Tanya. Somebody is being menakesh im hakuti b'chasayot. Now, we're going to see later on in the sugya that the word chasayot is a definition of a class of growing things that have bulbs. That's the way the Gemara defines them later on. So in other words, this could be garlic, it could be onion, and we'll see later on it includes luf, but anything that is growing from a bulb is considered to be a chasaya. Now, you are working together with a kuti, and a kuti we know is choshud that he's not going to be taking off trumas and maizmas. So then if you're working with him and you're cutting off the, and this is machlokas, by the way, whether the nikush that we're talking about over here means that you're thinning out the bulbs because they grew too many new bulbs and you therefore want to make it you want to make it easier for them to grow properly, or whether we're just taking off too many leaves that grew out of the original bulb. Again, that's a side point which we won't get into over here, but whatever it's talking about, you're allowed to eat what you pruned as long as it's achilas haroi. So if you're just basically, you're just snacking. So if you're snacking, we know that we're not koveya the chiyev of baiser. Okay, but if it's time to actually take off baiser, and you bought it or whatever, so then you would be mechuyev in maiser vadai, because you could be 100% sure that that kuti, even if he won't eat tevel himself, but remember the kutim didn't believe in lifnei iver lo titein michshol, so they're perfectly happy for you to go to hell as long as they can watch and laugh. So they will sell you the tevel. Fine. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, I have something else to point out. If you're working with a Jew, you don't have to come on to the kusi. I'll give you a case. You're working with a Jew who is choshed al hashvius, and we are concerned that maybe he would have planted things during Shemitah, and over there, if that's the case, so then, or this is after Biur, and it would be Osir Be'achila, so then, if you're working with him on pruning this growth in the Shminis, so then L'motzei Shvius, it would be Mutter. Why? Why? Because the new growth is Shminis growth, and not Shvius growth. Now, what is that telling me? B'meimer de Gidule Heter Malin Asay Isser. So you see from here that even though there's got to be some part that's still connected to the original growth, but nonetheless, you're allowed to just eat it. Why? Because it's be'ikr coming from the Shminis. There you go. Well, wait a minute. I mean, it's true. There you go. But how do you know we're talking about something that has a bulb? Maybe we're talking about something that grows from a seed. And we already saw in our Mishnah that there's a big difference between a seed growth and a bulb growth. So maybe we're talking about Davashi Zarokola. This didn't Did you read or not? It said over here you're being Isaac and Chasayot. Do you know what Chasayot are? Or you're just shooting off your mouth? I'll tell you what Chasayot are, okay? They're defined as bulbs, for heaven's sakes. But Tanya, Elohim Chasayot. You could go Luv, Shum, Bitsalim, all right? So are we talking about bulbs or are we talking about seeds? So can we throw out that nonsense, please? Fine. So we're talking about over here, allowing you to eat onion growth, which is bulb growth, of the Shminis, after Shemitah, and you don't have to worry. Yeah, but didn't we say before that we can get out of that riot by saying maybe these were crushed onions? So maybe we're talking about crushed onions. I'll use the same answer. V'dilma b'bendu chanim. No. No. The whole case was talking about if you're working with a Jew who's choshed ala shvias. So can you explain to me? The guy is choshed ala shvias, right? And he's got these onions. Now, he doesn't want the onions to aser the shminis, you understand? It's a big talmud chacham who's choshed ala shvias. So he figures, okay, so I'll work my head off crushing these onions so that they shouldn't be goyim and ister to the shminis. He's a choshed ala shvias. Why would he put in that kind of work to prevent the onions from asering the eighth year, for heaven's sakes? So that doesn't make any sense. Choshed ala shvias katani. So that can't be the case. Well, okay, but maybe it's talking about that these things that you're pruning are actually a tarovis with other meaning, but not just on their own. Just on their own, they would be usher. It means that you picked them and they got mixed up with other growth. It's incredible that you don't know how to read. It says haminakesh. Isn't that the whole point? That's you bought the prunings. You're sitting there working with him. You cut off something by pruning it, and it's saying there that you can put it in your mouth. Now, how the heck are we talking about tarovas, for heaven's sakes? I mean, I don't know why you refuse to acknowledge that this is a raya, man. So hamenakesh katani, there's no way to understand that. And therefore, we have no choice. We have to. Apparently, we don't want to admit this. But for some reason, we tried every possible way of getting out of the raya. And we have no choice but to admit that the Brisa is saying that you can directly eat the growth of the Shminis, even though it comes from a bulb that was Shemitah. And not only that, because according to Ron, it's all one Shaila, it is Mater, the original growth. Oh, wow. Okay, I mean, do you know why it is I didn't want to admit this? I didn't want to admit it because Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan were the ones who were saying that it's not true in the case of the Orla grafting or the case of the onions that grew up in the Kerem, and then we took out all of the vines. We said that that's not the case. This is a disaster. So now you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan are basically, that's it, teyuftad. Because we've got this Beferish Abraita that's telling me, and there was no way of getting out of it, that you cannot actually make that assumption. So they're wrong. It would have been Mutter. Are we going to say that? Limit of it to Yufta, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yonatan? Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, I have a big Kiddush. My big Kiddush is that Shemitah is a very special thing. It's different from other types of Isurin, such as Orla and Koloya Kerem, which is the Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan in that order, respectively. And therefore, it's not a raya against them. You know why? Because Shemitah is defined as something that is directly nogea the earth, v'shavta ha'aretz, Shabbat Lashem. So the Vishavta Aretz means that it is defined entirely by the status of the earth at that time. And therefore, since the Aretz was what ossered it, Ho v'isura ayyede karka, its bitto comes ayyede karka. And the very fact that now it's connected to the karka of the eighth year, that changes everything, including the original growth. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak, that's a heavy-duty new svara. I never heard that before. I mean, what about Meiser? Isn't Meiser something that comes because of the earth? I understand the Arlon Koliakarim is different. The Arlon Koliakarim is not the earth. The Arlon Koliakarim is the particular issue of this tree. How old is this tree? Or was it planted as a mixture? But that's not because of the earth. It's because of the circumstances. But Meiser isn't circumstantial. Meiser is a direct result. Listen, Shemitah, you're saying, is Shemitah the earth. Isn't Meiser the earth? I mean, what defines Meiser? First year of Shemitah, second year of Shemitah, third year of Shemitah. I mean, it's all Shemitah-oriented, right? So the third year of Shemitah cycle is going to be Meiser Ani. I mean, so that's Meiser. Meiser is the same as Shemitah. It's defined by the earth. Like, where do you get this focus on Shemitah, Badafka, on the seventh year when it's an entire cycle? So Maaser is Yisur al Yedei Karka. And yet the aloha is that we are not Mevatel Meiser through the Karka. I'll prove it to you. Here is an interesting brisa. We've got a brisa of, you've got a litra of meiser that is tevel. Now, it isn't really tevel. What happened was is that this Levi had meiser that was given to him. But when the Levi gets meiser, there goes Barnea knocking on the door again, as the late Sanim we're talking about, Korach. Yes, you think you got it? There's Barnea again, but where's my tenth of the action? So he's supposed to be taking off Trumas Meiser to give to Barnea, and he didn't. He's got a better idea. His better idea is he'll plant it. So now he won't eat it, fine. So he won't be over on any Yisurim. He'll plant it, and now he gets away without taking off the Trumas Meiser. Ha-ha! Let's see what Barnea does about that. So he plants it in the ground, and then what happened is he plants it before Shemitah, and now it was Mashbiach during Shemitah. Why do we want to talk about Shemitah? Because we have an interesting point here. The new growth during Shemitah will be putter from Isris, right? But the question is, what about the original onion that the Levi planted? That still is Chayev for Trumas Meiser. And basically, obviously, Barnea's got cameras on this to make sure anybody goes in there and picks it, is going to end up needing to take off his Trumas Meiser from the original onion. So now what happens? Now it's 10 litras. Before it was 1 litra of unmeisered, which had 1/10, therefore, of that meant for Barnea. Okay. But now it's 10 litras. So what do we do? So basically, what happens over here is that you have to take off Trumas Meiser besides, you have to take off from the original part, and the rest of it is Shemitah. And the Shemitah part is just Chayev and Biur. But you're going to have to take off for that original, look at that camera, so you're going to have to take off for the original onion. But where do you take it off from? You can't take it off from the growth itself, can you? Because how are you going to differentiate the part that is Shemitah growth and the part that was the original Barnea growth? That you don't know, right? So you'll have to take it off from some other thing that you know for sure is Chayevus and Meiser. So Ota Litra Maaser Alea Mimakom Acher, and you do it prorated. In other words, Lefi Cheshbon, according to the amount that was due from the original onion, you take it out from something else, you give 1/10 of that original litra. So you see from there anyway that if you put something that was Chayev and Meiser back into the ground and it grows, it's not mitbatel in the ground. So where'd you get this new svara that Shvius is different? If it's different, Meiser should be different. Answers the Gemara, not true. Shvius is immediately defined by one thing and one thing only. Is it Shemitah growth or is it not Shemitah growth? Is Meiser defined by when it grew? No. It requires digun, or it requires gmar malacha. You have to do something in order to be mechayev and a Meiser. V'haraya, if I go and I just munch on it, it's completely okay. So why would it be okay? I thought it's something that is automatic. So you see, it's not automatic. I, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, I said that this is something unique about Shemitah, where nothing else is taken into consideration. There's no contextual issue. There's no further mechanical issue. It's all straightforward. Either it is true, it's mice, either it is Shvius or it's not Shvius. Show me how that's true about anything else. And therefore, everything still makes sense. You cannot prove Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan to be wrong from here, even though it certainly seemed to be going only like Rabbi Yonai.